So your work this month is to continue to show up. That's important. Can't get it if you don't show up. Well, you could, because there's grace. Attend to your outdoor altar, to do a prayer flag ceremony, and if you feel inspired to share it with us, that would be great. To finish up and send your March wind home if you haven't, and call in your April wind. And if not, if you've already done it, you can practice these practices if you like. And let's see, what else do we got to do? Catch up if you're behind. There is no behind, but catch up if you're think you're falling behind. Oh, wind knots, thank you. Make a wind knot for your April wind. Now, if you're not called to make one for every wind, I'm just giving you things to do because you seem like a very active group. So I don't want anyone to fall like that I'm giving you too much or not participating and stuff like that, but why not make some wind knots? And you can make them for other areas in your life, but let's start with the April wind so we all have a point of reference, and start with our own April wind so we have a reference with ourselves. All right. And then the whole thing is that I've kept the glossary in the back, so you still have these, how to do these. And when you ask, my assistants are great. They find the videos that I recorded somewhere along the line, because I think I have 200 videos there, and I think Carrie's watched most of them. She's my biggest video fan, so she knows and she remembers them too. Her videos are great too, by the way. If you haven't listened to one of Carrie's videos, she does a lot of them, and she's really super great with them. She's very well spoken. She's a YouTuber, so that's her language of love is YouTube. Mine tends to be more Facebook. All right. Love. Yeah. Make sure you love my channel too, if you haven't given it a thumbs up. And also, Sandra and I usually do something pretty interesting every week when we have our com. They're very spontaneous conversations, but they're very helpful. All right. This is now open for questions. If you have any questions, this would be the time. If you want to share about that journey or hold it, because that was really powerful for me. I hope it was powerful for you too. That's it? No, nothing? Bridget?
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
I'm just reading the comments. I was making notes. That was an incredibly powerful journey. Yes. I think that I don't want to go into details, but I think what was really profound is being asked the power of using that strategy or that thing that we wanted to get rid of, like the power that it was giving us, right? Because it can so often be thought of as a disempowering situation, but no, I mean that was really, I'm still sitting with that. So thank you.
Well,
And
most of our bad care, not bad, but most of our character flaws were developed as coping strategies that saved our life. So why are we so willing to give up a coping strategy that saved our life? I learned how to take care of things in my house, so I still take care of things because there was no one there taking care of and tending. But it made me so individualized and so individualistic that if somebody wants to send me some bath salts, I like put up the wall. Don't you be nice to me. So I have to deal with, okay, how do I receive? And other people have to deal with is, why do I give? And in there is the powers in the middle.
Joanna was asking, what are the 8 points of the journey with seven chakras?
Remember I said I told you to go down from your seventh chakra down to the spin axis point that actually really meets back at the seventh chakra. One time I was talking to a physicist, and he showed how the theory of relativity actually is a circle. The 2 points meet. Just like in politics, really the 2 points meet back over here. The far left and the far right, we meet again. Everything in life is a cycle and a circle. So these, we've started to look at these chakras as like points that are somewhere in between, but they're really more tubular and more circular, is my opinion. Oh, good.
Kelly really enjoys all of your videos.
Thank you, Kelly. You're very quiet today. No, I don't have graphics of the chakras. I just invented this in my mind. I mean, I can show you chakras, but the idea of them bending back around and twisting just showed to me this week.
They are. They're conical.
Well, they are conical, like, but that they connect. Mm-hmm. You know, we see them as separate things, but they're really a connection of energetics, I think. You know, the wind tells me this stuff, and I say, okay, sounds good to me. Prove me wrong. A real release, great. That's good. What are you sorry about? I will try to draw a picture of what I'm visualizing. It is conical. It is like a donut shape, but there's a connection to it. I see a connection in the middle of it that it's really hard to say because it's part of the, it's just, you know, I'll leave it at that. As I learn more, I'll let you know. It's energy. You're right. It's hard to draw energy, Carrie. Thank you. That's why I've got to come over to your soul drawing class. It's kind of a wheel of light. Yes. But there's more there. I think it's the magnetism of that spin axis that I can't really put into words. There's a magnetism about it. There's a magnetic force that connects it all. Well, I would like graphics if I could draw it. I mean, you saw my wind flags. You see how bad of a drawer I am. So, all right. Anything else before we end for this time? Are you still here? Are you loving it? Are you hating it? Are you hating me? It's okay. Oh, Angie, is that a thumb up? Oh, love. Okay. No one else?
I had raised my hand, but I didn't want to be intrusive. I'll just share that doing the journey actually showed me where I thought I was smart and powerful. Like what I was gripping and holding on to was that it showed me how it was actually keeping me small. And so, you know, coming up from that first chakra, and as we move to higher chakras, and you get more of that insight about, it just showed me where I was doing something to make my to make something better or in my mind, but it was really keeping me smaller. Mm-hmm. And so it was really powerful. I won't go on any more on that.
And I get that because, you know, one of the times when we think we're really helping people, and I'm a codependent, so I'm a real let me solve this, let me help you type of person, but we can deny people the dignity of their own experience. When we go in and we, just because we are magical and can fix things, doesn't mean it's always our place to do that. That permission is so key. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I wonder, I was involved with an addict, and I also wonder, like, had I not gotten involved in the middle of it, would that person have maybe gotten sober? You know, if I wasn't holding the bottom up so all the time, and, you know, who knows what would have happened in their journey, because really, if you think about it, everyone has their own spirit. Everyone has their own wind, and no one is it. So if anyone ever tells you they know what's going on for you, run in the opposite direction. If it's a good friend and they're reflecting, hey, Renee, you're like really out of whack here, you listen. But you got to know the difference. And you only know the difference is when you're living so fully in your own body that you can tell when they're projecting and when they see something about yourself that you're not seeing. Because there are those blind spots. We all have them.
Renee, can I say something a little bit about mine? It's just kind of a little funny piece. And I loved what you just said. Doing lots of body work and clearing and cleansing and blah, 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 blah. What I was shown is that I had this particular piece that I was letting go of really deeply seated now in my base, in the first three chakras clearly. And every time I would go down into the earth and I could go down, they were like these Tai Chi, I shouldn't use Tai Chi, but they were like Tai Chi, wish they would like move out of the way. And then I would go down into the earth and they would whoosh, go. But when we did this, they completely, there was no place to go. They couldn't like go to the side. And there was also these little tentacles up into my throat. So that, I got to tell you, that was cool. Thank you.
I think I have to say something. I'm in a really, really vulnerable spot. So Renee, forgive me for that. Like when you said, well, no, I don't have the graphics. I am so raw, you guys. When I started doing my inventories, everything manifested physically. I have chronic diseases and I've had, and a lot of it's due to traumas like car wrecks and surgeries. And I think I was dying. The spirit took care of it. I've come out the other side. But I'm going to try to write the story and share it with you guys. But I was just sitting here feeling so hurt. And the thing that I wanted to share with you guys, I'm sorry, when I get hurt, I get off course. What I really wanted to share with you as I was working through this and working with the inventories and everything is just out of control. I mean, I was in a whole different world, physically, mentally. And I got an email from my shamanic practitioner of, God, years and years and years about a thing she has every month. She has a free call every month and she does some channeling and it's just a beautiful gift. And what I have to share with you guys is I don't know what inside of me was fighting so hard against me getting cleared. But when I saw that email, I actually felt angry. I felt like I thought I am not going to be on that call. She never answers my questions, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I put her into the garbage before I even realized. I was just like, well, okay, you're not doing that. And I was like, what the hell? Oh, well, I can't get anything out of the garbage can. So I just left it. And because of the chronic illness, I did not understand what was happening to me until Sunday. I was walking, Friday. It was this Friday, guys. I was in such distress. I came to the computer, Bridget, I looked to see if you were on. I thought, I've got to talk to somebody. I felt like I was going to vibrate completely apart. You know how you were talking about physics, Renee, and that vibration? People, I felt like I was just going to fall apart, literally. And so I just started searching, like grasping for straws. You guys weren't online. And so I had forgotten about my practitioner. Her name is Rob. And I texted her and I said, do you have any openings today? Because I thought, damn, you've got an intrusion or something. Something bad is wrong. So she just reminded me that she didn't have any time and she was preparing for the call, the Zoom call that she gives away. So before I even knew what I was doing, I was like, well, pardon me, but fuck it. And I got on her call and I just sat there and listened and received a blessing, a clearing, a cleansing, an extraction practically, guys. And it was like, after that, I was on the other side of it. And I'm trying to get it all worked out so that I can and share it with you guys, because I've been like, is this even worth sharing? I mean, why do I even want to share this? Well, the reason I want to share it is because I fought so hard against breaking through, I think. I don't know. What in me fights to hold me down hard enough to make me throw away an email from a beloved and trusted spiritual friend and leader? So that was a real trap for me. I didn't see it coming. And I did it the hard way, which I'm prone to do. And I would just assume y'all didn't have to go through that. So that's thanks. What I had to say on that.
Thanks, Trina. I think you did just share it. Right? So you got let go of the energy of it. So like you've let go of the energy, you shared it. And now work with that April wind to what you'd rather do instead. So now we're moving into what would I rather do instead? And then there'll be times where you'll see it, but you'll be moving towards the instead. So thank you. And we do still want to see your video, self-introduction video. I'm just loving those. So you're doing those. I've listened to all of them all the way through. Even those who start to go on after 9 or 10 minutes, I find myself listening. So don't go by Bridget's don't do it over 9 minute rule. But, you know, I think they say there's a saying once in AA, anything you say over, once you go after 2 minutes, you're repeating yourself and it's a lie. I don't know that I believe that either, because some of you, it took 5 minutes before you got to the meat of your story. And so I was sitting on the edge of my seat waiting. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going, now that I'm moved, I'm going to try to get to, they make these session times when I work my day job. I work a day job. So it's really hard for me to get there. But I try and I listen afterwards and stuff like that. But I really am so honored and look around, because I think this is, when I look around here and I see who's here, I really feel like this is a good core of the group that I could almost say that I know that you're all going to be at the graduation session way back in October, November, because you're here and you're doing it. And I'm really proud of all of you. And I would love to have an in-person this fall. And I just got chills. So start to think about that. And a lot of you are on the East Coast, so I'd be willing to come to the East Coast to do it, or, you know, closer over that way. Tina, we'd have to figure out how other people could get there. But Angie, you're already on that side. So, but we start a lot of our groups in the Midwest, even some Texas over that way. So let's hold that vision. Could we? Because I'm getting chills as I say it. All right. Thank you all. I'm so like honored that you're all along on this journey with me. And that's the one thing I will say, it's a journey with me. I'm doing it too. And that's what makes me vulnerable and bitchy and cranky and all of that, is that I'm doing it too. So, mm-hmm.